Well, Ellen, we're back, and one of our guests has spent so much time here in the past that she's telling me how to do things. But that's all right. That's kind of her personality.
It wasn't me.
It wasn't Emily. Ellen, you want to introduce our guests, our next guests?
Yes, people from the Hudson Area Library are here. First of all, the librarian. She's the one in charge.
Oh, wait, I even had library music somewhere. Hold on a second. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
It's not Marion the librarian.
No, not that was last time.
It's Emily Chimitas.
Chimitas.
Say that again.
Sometimes I don't even say it right. It's Chimitas.
Chimitas. Chimitas.
There was one time when someone asked me how to pronounce it so that they could introduce me, and then I introduced myself and said it wrong. So, you're in good company.
And Shanika McIntosh. Did I pronounce that right?
Yeah.
And Shanika, you're sort of new at the library, aren't you?
Yeah, it's been a little bit over a month.
But you've been around here long enough that you know you should speak into the microphone, right?
Well,
just getting
we're
back
sharing.
At you. Just getting back
we're
at you.
Sharing it.
Just throwing it right
Tom,
back.
Tom, I had a really generous suggestion for how you were using the board that I thought, you know, I would share with you. And now we're going to have, like, what, this feud out on the radio?
No.
Throughout the interview?
No, that's not possible.
Okay.
Not between us.
Yeah, that's
Shanika,
true.
We go back.
What's your title? You must have a title there.
I do have a title. It is Youth Services and Programs Assistant. I think it makes me kind of sound like I'm an undercover cop, so I just say youth programming. Youth services, undercover.
It's a classic library title.
And Emily, we should point out, is not only the librarian, but also the host of Bound by Books.
Right.
Which is one of the most popular shows here on WGXC.
Every Monday at 3:30.
Oh, that's right, of course. Can't leave that out. And you still have the same crew? I haven't listened to it lately.
Well, Ingrid Kildas, who's been on the show for maybe 5 years,
yeah,
is still on the show. We've had a number of people over the years that have either moved from the area, or there's some young women that started going to Tech Valley, so they don't get back in time for the show. And then our most recent other co-host, Antonia, went to Simon's Rock this year. So we lost her a little early, but we're happy for her.
Simon's Rock.
She sees us over breaks.
Ingrid read something she'd written for her college application, I think, at a little fundraiser for the Literacy Fund. It was wonderful.
Yes, yeah, she's brilliant. We love her.
So, you're having an open house to celebrate 1 year in the Armory, and look at all the paper that I've accumulated about this. I thought, Tom, you might be interested in seeing this giant list of everything that's happening.
Can I look at it more carefully?
Sure.
Oh, my gosh. That is a lot of stuff.
Yeah, so it should be a really fun day. So it's 1 year ago Sunday, actually, that we had our grand opening at our new space at 51 North 5th Street in the historic Hudson Armory. And we've had a really tremendous year since then, so we wanted to celebrate by having sort of a fun party kind of day with lots of performances. And
of course, Ellen thinks it's much longer than it is because she printed one page twice.
That press release was just that good.
oops. Ellen, sorry, I just ripped one of them. Sorry.
What?
Sorry, accident. But it's not quite as long as a day as you thought.
Go ahead, point out all my flaws.
Well, it's that kind of, you know, ever since Shanika pointed out mine, I feel the obligation to. So the day begins at 10:30 that day.
Well, technically, so the library does open at 10. People are welcome to come at 10, but we're sort of starting the festivities at 10:30. And then at 11, we're going to have our first performance. There'll be performances on the hour.
Oh, fiddlers.
Throughout the day.
So, right?
Yeah, we'll have some fiddlers from Hawthorne Valley that'll start outside and come in and fiddle their way around the library and then end up in the children's area where there will be a puppet show by Hawthorne Valley
Mm-hmm. Oh, and then I see 11:30. Miss McIntosh comes into the picture. And what are you going to be doing, Shanika?
I am doing, well, I'm one of many programs that have happened this year at the library that started via the Armory, the new Armory space. So they're kind of highlighting this new expansive program. So I'm doing a little presentation on Hack the Library, which was
You left out Hack the Library. Tween technology. What does that mean?
It's like a, it was a digital arts camp, so it was teaching tweens digital.
Tweens. What is this word?
Like, not quite teenagers, not quite, like, whatever that age, little.
See, Ellen knew, I didn't.
Between.
And so
keep going, Shanika. Ignore him.
I'm trying. Yes, Hack the Library happened last summer, and we're going to do it again this year. This summer, it was a program that happened doing digital art, like using Photoshop to make GIFs. Like, how do you do that? How do you use your phone to make skits and shorts? Like, you know, storyboarding out using, like, technology that they would just have anyway. Music production, zine making. So I'll be doing a little presentation on the work that the kids made during that time. And we'll have copies of the zine that, you know, which is like a collaborative zine that all the kids did who participated in the Zine Lab. Also other programs like the Creating with Code, which I feel like it's a natural thing. Mm-hmm. Creating with Code, which they're actually meeting right now, which is really cool. It's a teen coding class the library does every week. This is the second arm of it. I think the first arm happened.
I bet
in
it's
fall.
Popular.
Yeah, it is really popular, and the kids keep coming back. And I mean, coding is such a more natural extension for a lot of kids, even if they don't realize they're coding, they're doing it. So it's really cool to be like, this is Text Wrangler. This is how, I mean, this is just a language that kids, I mean, everyone should be trying to learn, and to arm young kids with that ability early is really great because it leads to a lot of opportunities in the future if they want to do it. You know, they could build websites, video games. They can do a lot of things with coding.
So when you say hack the library, will they be able to get into the library system and change their due dates and things like that?
No? Hack the Library is just like a fun name we came up with because
not really
the, technically we had the program in the summer on days that the library is usually closed. So we were like, oh, we're hacking the library because we were the only ones in the library. And it was interesting to see how the kids and even us, I think we like maintain the library rules of, you know, you can't, even though there are so many kids and so much activity, like no one was loud. Everyone was very respectful. My friend, we did it with this nonprofit in Brooklyn called Power Plant. And they have a physical space in Brooklyn, and they always, they do basically workshops and all of that stuff year round in their space for local teenagers and et cetera. And she would just be like, I'm yelling at the library and start yelling. And I'd be like, shh, like naturally, which now my job is to shh. And I'm really good at it.
That's so what
like
librarians that. Do.
But, you don't do that, Emily, do you? Do you shush kids?
I don't do much shushing, like actual shushing. I do remind people that it's a library and people
so
are trying
more
to
like
work.
Virtual virtual shushing?
I say, oh, just remember, there's people working over here. We got to be respectful.
Yeah.
Rather than a shh. Shanika's having fun with the shush lately.
A lot of music.
But we won't be shushing anyone on Saturday.
Because there'll be a lot of music, too, right?
It'll be our most lively, loud.
John Esposito, who's been here on our show. Yeah. Zoe Auerbach and our own Tony Corraldo. Ellen loves Tony Corraldo. And Abby Lappin, who you can see all over the place. Mm-hmm. They'll all be there playing music. So there'll be a lot of music.
So they come. So if you came at 10:30, there would be plenty to keep you there until what time?
3 p.m., maybe?
I mean, some people do come to the library all day long.
Right, they do.
To sleep?
It's a wonderful place.
Even though we're going to have all these special activities on Saturday, but it's also going to be a functioning library. Yeah. So the same things that you could normally do in a library, unless you come for very quiet space, will still be available.
It's going to be noisier than usual.
It'll be noisier than usual.
Yeah.
So there'll be everything you usually have at the library plus more. On Saturday.
There you go.
It'll be very fun. One fun thing we're doing throughout the day, too, is we'll have a recording station where people can come and share any memories they have of their experiences in the Armory building, whether that's from back in the day when it was a National Guard space, or if they attended a prom there or a basketball game.
Or bought an antique.
Bought some antiques. Or even memories from the past year. You know, it's now serving as a library, the Perfect 10, and the Senior Center. So people may have memories from that as well. I hope they do.
Yeah, and Perfect 10 will be doing a Caribbean dance. We saw them practicing yesterday sneakily, like in different areas of the library. So that'll be really fun. And, you know, I like that the whole building kind of is getting involved with it because it's their 1 year anniversary, too.
Right.
And so, yeah, it's really exciting. And
I see there's going to be an exhibit of library photos from the history collection.
Oh, yeah. There is one really. So I was making a little poster sign for that, and we went through some of the photos from, I think, I can't remember the year, but it's from a Flag Day parade.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's gorgeous. It's very, it was really interesting. And you could see the old firehouse that's now Spotty Dog.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it's when it was an actual functioning firehouse, the C.H. Evans firehouse, and people were lining up. And so we'll have a lot of fun stuff for the history room buffs.
You know, people love that local history stuff. I mean, it really is. It's wonderful. And interesting to see.
Ellen, I know you also are a big fan of fashion. Have you checked out Shanika's shoes?
No.
You should.
Okay,
they're pretty incredible.
I'm ducking under the desk here.
Wow. They are pretty amazing.
they make you how much taller? At least 2 inches.
It's pretty significant.
Next birthday for Ellen.
Next birthday for Ellen, you're getting her these shoes? Okay. That's a deal.
They're wedgies. No, they're not wedgies.
Well,
they have very big, substantial heels and soles.
Yeah. Black patent leather.
Where did these come from?
They're a birthday gift.
Well, I was going to say, the minute I said it, I regretted it because I don't want Tom to...
Go there and buy them for you.
Right.
I'll tell you where it is later, Tom. Okay. I'm sure everyone listening now is like, huh, like, great, going into detail on your shoes.
I can see falling off my shoes.
But, yeah, everyone should come to the open house this year. It's going to be really, really, really fun, I think. And I can't wait to see music happening in the library proper and in the stacks, mm-hmm. Which is... Funny enough, is the name of this program that had its first. We had the first
concert
a few weeks ago, but it's called Music in the Stacks, and there'll be more musical concerts happening in the library, either in the stacks proper or in the community room.
Did you make it to that concert, Ellen?
I didn't. You mean a mansion?
Mortality Mansion.
Mortality Mansions.
It was great. And that program is run by Gwen Gould.
Mm-hmm. She was here talking about it.
Yeah.
Cool.
Well, so I hope you get a big crowd.
So the great thing about the new library is there's so much programming beyond just books, mm-hmm. although there's plenty of books to read there, too. Is it sort of quiet during the day and then becomes really packed after school?
It depends on the day.
Yeah.
We also do, during the day, have a lot of groups that come in, a lot of school groups or daycares that come in to use the kids' room, which sometimes makes more of the noise.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say it's relatively quiet during the day, and sometimes in the afternoons it gets a little louder. But it comes in waves. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it'll be very, very quiet, and sometimes it'll be more of a conversational tone. But we try to keep it fairly quiet so that people can work and read and
you have lots of other resources than books too, right? I mean, you have DVDs. Do you have musical? I guess
we do have some music CDs, and we're also, of course, connected to 65 other libraries, so we can get things brought in. So even though our music CD is relatively small, the collection system-wide is quite large. Mm-hmm.
And the library is always looking for volunteers, right?
Mm-hmm. I signed up.
Yep.
You did?
Yep.
Are you going to run the front desk?
And that's what I want to do. Actually, I like shelving books, believe it or not.
That's fun.
I'll talk with you later then.
Yeah. No, I signed in the little thing. I checked that off. They keep telling me about the history room, and I really don't want to do oral histories. That's not something that interests me.
Right.
But
well, I'm your shelving girl, so
cool.
I'll talk with you.
Great.
You know the alphabet really well?
I screw it up sometimes, but I get it mostly right.
That's fair.
I'm getting really used to shelving, although I have had my first job ever. When I was 14 years old, was being a book buddy for the Canarsie Public Library, which was my library growing up. Mm-hmm. And they took pity on me and got me a job one summer because I would be there every day in the summer because I didn't have anything going on. So it's funny, like, getting to know the system again. But I definitely go A, B, C, D, like I do the alphabet to myself.
But you don't have a card catalog anymore. That's all digitized now, right?
Yeah, we have an online catalog now. We do still have the card catalog structure.
And you can access it from your home computer, but Ellen.
It doesn't uh-huh. have updated cards.
Well, my first job, not my first job, I had a job in the library, mm-hmm. I think my freshman year in college. And it was when there were these little index cards, mm-hmm. and you went through to find what you wanted. But and then the cards would get out of order or something, and they had this alphabetizing mechanism. It was a long board that had mm-hmm. the alphabet, and you could slide the card behind, say, the A, the B, or the C, and alphabetize things that way. It was a That's great cool. system, but it was, you know, all by hand.
And it took up a lot of space. But, you know, people,
yeah, I did.
There were actual people writing up the information on those cards.
I
know.
That's a lot of work.
Yeah, it is.
I'm glad I don't have to do that. Yeah.
It was written in pencil. That's what I don't quite understand.
Well, some were done that. But eventually, I mean, I remember, you know, they were eventually typed.
Yeah. And then they threw them all out, which was mm-hmm. really
they sure did.
Sad.
The last time I went to my favorite library that I was familiar with, where the card catalogs used to be, you know, the huge card catalogs, they had like a little coffee shop, mm-hmm. which astonished me even more that they served food inside the library. Can you imagine that?
I will say we do have some of the cards, right? The index cards? Yeah, we have some old ones. It'll be in the history room. Yeah, it's right. It's currently being transitioned into our history room. Yeah. So don't. We're not throwing them out, Ellen, just so you know.
Oh, good.
They're still there if you want to visit them.
So what kind of great things are hidden in that history room? Anything really exciting? Are there old newspapers?
Yep. There are some. I think my favorite things in the history room are the old photographs. Mm. And we're still working on digitizing some of them because we have a nice collection that Wendy Nefis donated to the library. Mm-hmm. That's all on negative.
Oh, great.
So that's a guy, by the way.
We've been little by little getting
Ellen.
Those digitized, and they're just amazing.
Wendy Nefis
see.
Is a guy.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Another popular item in the history room is the city directories, which we have going back to, I think, 1851.
Oh, that's useful. Cool. Yeah.
And it's just really interesting to look through and see.
Oh, yeah. Ellen's best friend is probably always dipping
in
those, right? Right, Ellen?
I have no idea.
She's constantly quoting them, I believe.
Ah.
They're a good time.
You know, Ellen's best friend.
Yes.
You know, I spent a lot of time in the New York Public Library, 42nd Street. Mm-hmm. And it was this huge, big reading room. Mm. Just great. And what you do is go to the card catalog, find something you wanted, and write it down on this slip of paper and take it to the desk. And somebody, I don't know if they had pneumatic tubes that they put the paper in, but the stacks were under the park, weren't mm-hmm. they? All downstairs, I guess. And the book would come up and your name would be called.
But they backed off on that plan.
Yeah.
They were going to move all the stacks to New Jersey.
It was really wonderful. Yeah.
Anyway, so this Saturday, which is also April 8th, mm-hmm. beginning at 10 or 10:30, depending on, you know.
Come whenever you want.
Yes, or the library's open at 10.
Okay, so you can come at 10.
10:30 is when the festival
is. Yeah, you can sit around for a while, talk to Shanika and Emily.
And are there refreshments?
There are. I see it listed. Refreshments?
Of course there's refreshments. It's a Hudson event. How could we have a Hudson event without
food?
Food. Sorry, no alcohol will be
Ellen.
At this event. So I know that just eliminated like 100 people. No day drinking, sorry.
Well,
so do you have a little clicker? Are you going to count the number of people that come in?
We actually have a people counter that's automated. So
yeah, cool.
Oh, you do? Mm-hmm. I mean, people it's like, counter.
It's like on the floor. I mean,
it's a secret.
Oh, okay, cool.
You'll never know, Tom.
Okay.
This is the first time hearing about this. I don't know how I feel about it. What?
Okay. Well, it's a way of gathering statistics.
So we know how many people come through the door.
Excellent.
Good to know.
Yeah, it's important.
How many come in just to use the restroom?
It makes sense, but I just feel like in this conspiracy theory addled brain, I was just...
It's not recording them. It's just being like one person, two person. Yeah.
It's not taking their
pictures.
It'll be okay.
Yeah. No.
We're taking your DNA.
Yeah, but we'll be able to know how many people come through the doors.
Well, thanks for
there's going to be... So this Saturday... Beginning at 10. Doors open at 10. Let's put it that way. Doors open at 10. The activities start at 10:30. Lots of music. Mm-hmm. Lots of activities.
Lots of friends.
Tweens can hang out with Shanika and learn how to make zines and stuff.
Yeah, sure. And WGXC is involved, too.
I don't see that on this list.
Kites Nest and WGXC are doing a collaborative installation.
Really?
It's called a Radio Lab. I don't really know much more details, but get your radio voices on, kids.
Uh-huh. Oh,
yes, I'm not sure how much it's production, but they could if they want because we have recorders there. But there was a radio workshop that was a collaboration between Kites Nest and WGXC that I think happened in the fall. And so there's going to be an installation where people can hear some of the work during that workshop.
Great. Well, thanks for coming in, guys.
Thanks for having us.
A revelation.
We've been talking to Emily Shemitis and
Shanika McIntosh.
Shanika McIntosh.
Both of whom have distinguished themselves here at WGXC, which is a further example of how much a part of the community our radio station is, Ellen. Don't you think?
Yay!
Yay to us. You're so great.
It is a good demonstration. Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay, well, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us. We hope to see you on Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
See you Saturday.
Yeah.